The battle over City of San Diego's budget cut continues. One fight is getting more attention now. It's a plan that would close about half of the 28 public restrooms at Mission Bay. Here's what one visitor at Mission Bay recently told CBS 8.
I don't know where people are going to go to use the facilities.
This is a public space, and there are children and people, and we're walking, and like, what if I had to go to the bathroom? Like, I'd have to leave.
On the Cogo News Live line is Brady Schnell, the founder of the Mission Bay Park Conservancy. Brady, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on San Diego's Morning News.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for prioritizing this on Election Day when we can talk about something that shouldn't be political, right?
Right. Shouldn't be political, and it probably matters to everybody, right? Why? What is it? Closing these public restrooms, what would that mean, obviously? I mean, I think it's an obvious answer, but it goes deeper than that, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, Mission Bay Park is truly one of San Diego's crown jewels. I mean, people come to spend tourism time here in San Diego, and I think that to be honest, we're kind of speechless because this is the thing that we should be really investing in, and not really even putting it on the chopping block.
Yeah. So here's the thing: I go a lot. I take a big giant bottle of water, and I just walk and walk and walk. And after you drink all that water, you got to go. So I either have to leave the beach and not enjoy it anymore. Or some people they'll go somewhere. You know, they're not, if you got to, you can't hold it, you can't hold it. So I just don't see the logic in closing this because then you're going to have a mess somewhere else.
Yeah. And I think, you know, our organization wants to work collaboratively with the city. I think we understand, you know, we have a budget crisis here across the board and there are things that need to be cut. From our perspective, though, we need to really focus on public health, public access, especially to our amazing public resources. And so, you know, Parks and Recreation does an incredible job with what they're given. But right now, we really need the city council to step up to the plate and make sure that certain things like this are funded appropriately.
Yeah, we're speaking with Bradley Schnell, the founder of the Mission Bay Park Conservancy, as the battle over San Diego's city budget continues, and it could mean the closure of these restrooms. 28 public restrooms, that's a lot. How much money are we talking about here that the city could save, and is it worth the cut?
Well, it's not as much as you might think. From what we understand with the latest May revise of the budget, and today, actually, the independent budget analysis is going to be released, and we'll find out more. But essentially, right now, it's really only $500,000 for Mission Bay Park to keep these restrooms open, perhaps closer to $1 million if you account for some of the maintenance costs. But it's, you know, in the scheme of things, it's a pretty small amount.
Yeah, if you're a tourist and, you know, you're picking the city that you want to go back to, you're not going to go to the place where you can't go to the bathroom in businesses anymore. You can't go to the bathroom on the beach. Where exactly, you know, are you supposed to go? And especially if you have little kids or maybe, you know, older people in your car who, you know, have a sensitive bladder, you know, chances are you're not going to go back to San Diego if you can't even go to the bathroom.
Yeah. A year ago, you know, there was a big political discussion about closing fire pits on our parks. And, you know, the city council and the community got together and had the political will to really kind of stop that from happening. I think we're right there at the same place. And I question, what are we thinking? You know, 80 years ago when Mission Bay Park was originally envisioned, they didn't have the money to pay for it. They figured out a way. And I think that we really shouldn't be, you know, we should be planning to invest and do a better job. And so that's why the Conservancy is founded, to help raise funds to support the city in this process. Hopefully city council does agree to not defund the restrooms, but we're going to be there to help support if they do.
I was going to ask you about that. But how about other options? I mean, are there volunteers who can help maybe keep some of the restrooms open? I don't know. I mean, do you even have volunteers with the Conservancy?
Well, that's one of the key things that we're looking to do. We're looking to partner with the city, much like Forever Balboa Park, the organization that supports the city there, and the La Jolla Coastal Conservancy as well, to get a special permit where we can actually assist the city on these things. But, you know, it's going to require the community to come together. We're already getting a lot of traction. A lot of people clearly care about this. And so I'm certainly pleased that other people care as much as I do.
Bradley Schnell, founder of the Mission Bay Park Conservancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.